Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, earlier this morning, ran through all these bills, these sales and use taxes on meals that are going to be taking place starting October 1st. You've heard the representative from the 86th District, Vince Candelora, on with Todd. He represents the fine towns of Durham, Guilford, North Brantford, and Wallingford in his seventh term in the State House. Mr. Representative, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. So I saw the story. I printed out the Department of Revenue Services list on sales and uses tax on meals. And my only question is this serious? You'll get taxed on five bagels, but you won't get taxed on six. You'll get taxed on five cookies. Now, I mean, this is ludicrous.
It is, and here's the problem with that advisory opinion. It's only advisory. So what is now taxable in grocery stores is any food product that is packaged for immediate consumption. So grocery stores are going to have to be left to figure out what that means. So they could end up taxing things like cereal, an apple, a banana, anything you could immediately consume, a jar of peanut butter potentially. So and grocery stores are not going to be conservative, because if they don't tax the right products and they get audited, you know, they're looking at a huge financial penalty from the Department of Revenue Services.
What do they think? How much money is the state going to make off of this?
Yeah, so that's a great question. The budget did not include what that revenue will bring in, and we've asked the Office of Fiscal Analysis to update that number and give it to us. Grocery items, generally, if they were all taxed, would bring in up to about $450 million. So, you know, we're anticipating it's a huge revenue number, you know, possibly, you know, in the $100 million range. So it is a significant tax increase for all our residents.
And it's not just all these things that I ran through, and I won't bore you with going through them again, but it also has to do with catering services. It has to do with bulk sales, and this is good because our producer is getting married in 3 weeks. Yeah. Meals furnished with a meeting room, banquet room, or social club room. So is he going to end up charging us to eat at his wedding?
Well, that's right. I mean, I think there's already sales tax in a lot of those situations, but it did expand the taxation to various catering services. So there will be an impact there. But I think the greatest impact is really going to be on the grocery items.
Right. And it says purchases on resale. Examples of items furnished with meals or beverages that may be purchased on resale that they can tax include paper napkins, paper plastic or styrofoam plates, bowls and cups, plastic tableware, straws, plastic cup lids, toothpicks, and stirrers. There's all sorts of almost every beverage known to man can be taxed now. Food trucks, fish markets, drive-ins, snack bars. When this was being proposed, and I'm not jumping out on a ledge here, Vince, by saying you were opposed to it. What was the argument back from the other side as to why this was such a good idea?
Well, so generally, the way the Democrats spun this is that this was only going to be a 1% tax on restaurant meals. So we had opposed even that notion. Because it's already, restaurants are already struggling in the state of Connecticut. And we saw the language that was added in to include grocery stores. The claim was that, oh, we're only going to tax, you know, rotisserie chickens. Well, those items are already taxed under Connecticut law. And so, you know, we were all a bit taken aback when the advisory opinion came out 2 days ago that it's going to be this expansive. And you know, the question for the Democrats is, did you intend to tax groceries, or were you just sloppy in the drafting of your budget? Because when the Democrats proposed taxing groceries back in January, it sunk like a lead balloon. Nobody wanted to touch it, and it's
right.
a bad idea.
Right.
And now they got what they wanted, and they did it in a very, you know, disingenuous and sneaky way. No public hearing. Let's sneak language in the budget in the dead of night. And a lot of us didn't process it the way that DRS is now interpreting it. So, you know, that's the question to ask them. It's just very, you know, diabolical on their part.
So let me see if I got this. If because this whole thing has knocked me for a loop, I'll admit it. So we know what happened when the original budget was proposed. Everybody jumped ugly at the idea of all these little items getting taxed, and that quickly went away. But
correct.
But now, so the legislators, you guys have been out of session since June, and then all of a sudden this gets put to DRS. Obviously, DRS didn't do this on their own. Somebody told them what they wanted taxed and stuff, and now it appears and it's going to be a law in 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, that's right, because under previous law, meals that were sold in eating establishments were taxed. And so if you went into like a Big Y, because they have a seating area, those items that you purchase, the pizzas, the fried fish, prepared foods, are all subject to a sales tax. It's that way for most grocery stores. And then what the change was, the Democrats added language to say that meals sold in grocery stores are taxed. So now the question was, well, what's a meal in a grocery store? Now, you think of a meal as a, like, you know, a restaurant meal with an
right.
entree.
Right. You think of a meal as sitting down. You think of a meal as sitting down. And by the way, if you're eating fried fish at Big Y, we've got help for you. So
yeah. Well, and that's right, and that's how you would interpret it. But when you read the definition of meal, it's any food product that you can immediately consume. So that's very different, and that's why we're looking at the muffins, the bagels. So anything you don't have to cook is essentially subject to a sales tax in a grocery store.
Right, and it also says hot dogs served on a bun or heated, bagels that are individually prepared, pizza whole or by the slice, pies or cakes by the slice. I mean, basically, you have to look hard to see what's not being taxed. And it sounds like there's no recourse, that this is going to become the law on October 1st.
That's right. And they're also, I mean, you look at it, they added cans of soup.
Right.
To that point, so it's just much more expansive than prepared meals. And that's what the danger is going to be, is when these poor people go to a grocery store to make their purchases, they're going to have no idea what is subject to almost a 7.5% tax, which is significant.
Well, and to be honest with you, if you really need the food, you're going to have to pay for them for it, whether the tax is 6.35 or 7.35.
That's right. And the individuals that are buying the small packets of food that's subject to tax tend to be your seniors that might be living alone, or your individuals right out of college. That are getting a fresh start. So this is going to be very impactful for certain segments of our society. And, you know, frankly, it's going to put the Costco's and the BJ's at a competitive advantage because all their stuff is sold in bulk,
right?
Which is unlikely subject to the tax. So now we're going to say to the shoppers, you're better off going to BJ's than Stop and Shop. Very dangerous.
Crazy.
What the Democrats have done.
It's crazy. 86th House District Representative Vincent Candeloro. Vince, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Have
Anytime.
Yourself a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.